The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
As you've been hearing earlier in the show, it is International Joke Day today. But comedy is not recognised as an art in the Arts Act of 2003. And what that means is if you put on a piece of comedic theatre, which is recognised as theatre, there is a chance that the Arts Council or somebody in that general milieu may give you a few quid. If you go in and stand up in front of a microphone and make a room full of people laugh, you've no chance of getting the Arts Council or someone along those lines to give you a few quid. Comedian Ailish McCarthy is with me. I have that more or less right, Ailish, have I?
Yeah, so, well, we have the Nighttime Economy, which is a department within the Department of Arts, Culture and Gaeltacht Sports and Media. That department's name is getting longer and longer every year. And the Nighttime Economy fund comedy, Mining Creative Minds, also supports comedy with mentorships. But yeah, effectively, it is the Arts Council that don't fund stand-up, improv or sketch.
But why should we fund stand-up, improv or sketch?
We are a nation of storytellers. We also have a reputation of great humour abroad. We have names like Tommy Tiernan, Joanne McNally, or even...
Gerard Farley.
Gerard Farley.
Neil Delamere.
There you go.
PJ Gallagher.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's very male. There must be a female skew. Eleanor Tiernan.
Well, I said Joanne McNally and Deirdre O'Kane.
That's a fine point.
Yeah. And... yeah, they're all having to find, you know, work abroad. And I think that's largely due to the fact that we're not explicitly listed in the Arts Act here. That we're not getting an opportunity for sustainable careers, that we have to leave. We have to go abroad to make any difference.
But they are all successfully finding work abroad and they are all doing rather well. So why do we need to give them state support?
It's just to give comedians a fair crack of the whip as our performing counterparts. So if somebody was involved in playwright or if I was a guitarist, I would have access to more supports, not just funding. So mentorships, residencies, desks, working desks, springboard platforms, incentives. And then there's bursaries to develop my career and to learn more about my craft. So the Agility Award is like 5,000 euro from anybody from 0 to 3 years to practice and harness and develop new work. And then there's loads of supports for professional artists in this country from 3 years onwards to build a case and to tour their work nationally and to bring events and live events to the public in this country.
I would have thought that comedy lent itself to also having a full-time job. I mean, surely you can do open mic nights. You can find out if you're doing well. You can hone your craft in the evenings, once a week, once a month, while having another gig.
Where did you find that?
Well, Gerard Farley used to do it and it worked well for him.
Gerard Farley, yeah. Well, so there's at least 150 comedians in this country at the moment. And I did like a survey back in the year 2023. So now these are 150 comedians living in Ireland doing comedy at any capacity. And a quarter of them identify as women. An eighth of them identify as LGBTQ comics. Another eighth identifies as comics of colour. And they're all trying to get past the stage of open mics and beginners to become a professional, to give this a crack, to, yeah, have a sustainable career in comedy. And I just think it's inequitable that we're ignoring that.
But is comedy not the ultimate meritocracy? I mean, if you make people laugh, you make people laugh and you get bookings. It's not one of those where, or is it, where there are glass ceilings that prevent you having success?
I believe that there are instruments only. So I did a bit of research. I was in here a year ago and we were talking and I was saying, you know, there's a narrative in this country that comedy is not supported. Is that correct or is it not correct? And I did a bit of research and I was telling you about the Nighttime Economy that was only kicking off post-COVID. And then I was also talking to you about Mining Creative Minds does mentorships. We had a summit recently. Out of that came a comedy residency with the Redline Book Festival, which was the first of its kind. Very welcomed, by the way. And it's a 3 month residency, €5,000 grant. The whole purpose of this is just so that we get the same access as everybody else. So if, again, going back to the main point was, if I was a guitarist, I would have access to these types of residencies and these types of supports that exist from the Arts Council. But if you're doing comedy, unfortunately, you don't have access to that network to develop new work, to write new work. And yes, it's jokes, but there it is a craft at the end of the day.
But will people not say, if I am a graphic designer or if I am a broadcaster or if I am a content creator or if I am a YouTuber or any of the modern careers on those lines that are essentially freelance, well, the same rules apply to them. They are not getting a bursary to facilitate them in their career. They're either commercially successful or they're not.
There is this thing about commercial art forms and non-commercial art forms. And there are many comics in this country that are at the start of their career and just need either those mentorships and supports like their performing counterparts to get to write and develop new work. Like Ireland has, again, I'm going back, I'm kind of repeating myself, but has like an international voice abroad. We have a great quality of comedians. Who is the comedian who was in Father Ted is now has his own television show, talk show in the UK?
Graham Norton.
Graham Hard Norton. Right. There we go. So Graham Norton is a comedian.
Is he?
He was a comedian. Now he did stand up. He had to emigrate over to the UK.
And I always thought of Graham Norton as a TV presenter originally.
He is a TV presenter, but he did stand up comedy. He had a stint at stand up comedy at some time. And I believe that this is such an oversight. We should be harnessing this type of artists here in Ireland, developing them new work. We're also the second largest growing art form year on year, which is a research conducted by the Arts Council and the BNA. So year on year, we have a larger group of audiences who want to attend comedy over the age of 16 plus. So we now, do contribute to the economy as well.
Explain to me how that'll function if you get supported, as you said, supported to develop material.
Yes.
How does that work? So the Arts Council, let's say, gives you $5,000, $6,000, $8,000, whatever they give you. How do you turn that into comedy?
So in order to, so the purpose of why I'm trying to get this legislation across is to create jobs. So it's to hire people to do the engineering, to do sound production, programming, PR for a full length show, which is 45 minutes to an hour. And it's to get that show up and running and to the public. So,
but is that the way the economy of comedy works? I thought when you were starting out, you tended to get slots in an existing comedy club.
Yes, as it currently stands, because there is no supports for comedians by the Arts Council, that a comedian starts off by going to open mics and then approaching promoters in clubs around the country and getting slots to try out new material. And those slots could be 5 minutes. So they start off at 5 minutes to 12 minutes. And it takes a couple of years before you're at a stage where you're headlining, such as like the Geroid Fardies, as you said. And it's also taking even longer for people to develop a show and write a show and bring that to Edinburgh, because that's where a lot of comedians who make their bread and butter would be over in the Edinburgh Fringe.
See, here's the bit that I don't understand. My understanding was that the reason you did 5 to 12 minute slots was because it's hard to get 5 to 12 minutes of material. You then get your 5 to 12 minutes of material and you hone your craft over years of an apprenticeship dealing with various different types of audience and various different types of jokes. And at the end of that, you may have 40 minutes and with luck, a club may say, we'll give you a night.
Yeah.
If I give you a pile of money from the Arts Council, is there a way to bypass that process in terms of the upskilling of the comedian? Do they still earn their stripes the same way?
I would say that any stage time is welcome. So like if somebody wants to do a couple of nights at a club or does like 12 minutes or something, yeah, that's... But if you're doing... If a playwright or somebody wrote a new show, let's say for First Fortnight or for Dublin Fringe, they could go out immediately with like a 5 day length show and do 40 minutes all at once in front of an audience. So there
no,
are.
But my point being, if you go now to a comedy club and you say, lads, I have 40 minutes that kills and I've got evidence that I have killed before.
Sure.
Give me Thursday nights.
Yeah.
They will say, have at it.
Okay.
What matters is the 40 minutes that kills. What I'm asking is, can the Arts Council get you to 40 awesome minutes faster by funding you?
It hasn't been done yet, so I don't have an answer for that. But what I would foresee is that with this funding, comedians can go to venues like the Tinton or the Sligo Hawkswell, or let's say venues in Cork, and I can't name them all, or venues in Wicklow, to tour the show, to promote, to rent the space of the theatre, to hire jobs, to promote more jobs in comedy and to tour their work and get it in front of more audiences, get more people out, get more people talking and engaged.
But do you still not have to do the thing of selling the tickets and then slaying with the crowd?
Yes.
And if you can do that, could you not just do it in an existing club?
You would need to ask the club. So some clubs would have, let's say the likes of the International Comedy Club would have a gig on every night of the week. It's very difficult to, because if you are going to apply for that venue, there is another gig on. They will already have that relationship. Or,
but surely this brings us back to a meritoriousness. If you are able to say, I did this in a theatre in Galway last week, or I did it to a small room, it killed, we sold out, wait till you see I can fill the hall.
Yeah.
They'd give you the hall, wouldn't they? Isn't that how it works?
I would. So it then goes down to the quality assessment. So if somebody's been doing this for 3 years or longer, it's the doors are more open to these people to do new work. However, what's happening is, the reason for this legislation is that people who are at open mic stage trying to get to that next level need support, maybe needs a writer in, maybe needs somebody to direct, maybe more supports like that. They need access to these types of supports and they're not existing at the moment to get to that stage. Go, well, I'm going to write my first show. If somebody came to me and said, I'm going to write my first show, it's 40 minutes, I'd be like, I would like to see a recording done first. And it is a kind of, It's like that's part of it. Like, people are looking to get their foot in the door in some stages. Now, if they've done it a couple of years, it's far easier.
Do you think that there is a view that stand-up comedy is a second-class art form?
I don't think so. And if people hold that view, it shouldn't be. I think they work just as hard as their performing counterparts. You know, they perform at festivals. You have people who are past the starting stage, which I've just spoken about, who are at a professional level and are filling out venues.
So why then do you think there's a reluctance to provide the funding? Or there has been thus far?
This is it. I think a decision was made some time ago that the Arts Council decided not to fund comedy, and it wasn't, a case was never made for it. So that's what I've been doing since back in January last year, trying to build a case, trying to gather allies, trying to, I guess, I saw the supports that are offered in the UK, and that's our closest neighbour in terms of stand-up comedy and the cultural arts sector over there. And I said, why can't we replicate something over here? Why can't we support comedians here?
And are you hampered by the fact that your art form is associated with multi-millionaires?
In Ireland, is it?
Well, Graham Norton, Dara O'Brien, Tommy Tiernan, I would imagine, does pretty well. Sells out a lot of gigs.
So you're saying, let me just see that point. So you're saying that the Arts Council is making a case not to fund comedy because these are people who already have access to funds. I can assure you that's not the case.
No, I'm wondering if it is more difficult when if you are saying, well, look, I want to support a playwright. And everybody looks and says, well, even if you are anomalously
yeah.
successful, mm-hmm. it is highly unlikely that you will make big money. If we look at stand-up comedians, we have a long list of them
sure.
who are very successful
sure.
and a medium-sized list who are extraordinarily successful.
Yeah.
Therefore, why are we throwing money at that industry?
Well, we also look at the case of Cillian Murphy, who was Grief is a Thing with Feathers. Like, he was in Peaky Blinders. He won an Oscar recently and he got to tour in Galway to do a show, and that was funded by public money as well. So I don't think there is a distinction between, you know, this is someone who's making a lot of money. Like also Walworth Farce, remember all the Three Gleasons were performing in the Olympia Theatre to a sold out run in Landmark. So yes, there is always going to be that familiarity that the public needs to get bums on seats. I don't think there's any argument for somebody saying, well, this person makes millions. No, that face and that personality is what gets bums on seats.
It being International Joke Day, have you got one?
Not ready for you now.
Ailish, thank you very much. That is Ailish McCarty.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.